This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. So it's my pleasure today to be joined by Dr. Kevin DeCock, Director of the Center for Global Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Dr. DeCock joins us today at CSIS for the launch of a special issue of the Journal of AIDS. In the journal, Dr. DeCock co-authors an article entitled "The Use of Epidemiological Data to Inform the PEPFAR Response." Dr. DeCock, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So as someone who has a long history in the field of global health, especially HIV/AIDS, what do you think the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, is going to look like in the next 5 years?
I think, they say that history is written backwards but has to be lived forwards. So it's very important to look from where we came to try and predict where we're going to go. It's quite remarkable that globally there are now 8 million people living with HIV on antiretroviral therapy, and PEPFAR is responsible for at least half of that figure, probably. And there are numerous other achievements to highlight, such as probably 200,000 infections in infants averted in 2011 alone. So I think these trends over the last decade or so have been very encouraging, and I think they will continue. So I think the ambitious goals of an AIDS-free generation, meaning the virtual elimination of pediatric HIV disease, the very significant reduction in new HIV infections, and the provision of therapy for those who need it in a timely manner, I think is, a realistic aspiration for the next few years. The President has set very ambitious goals, which are going to be discussed at this conference. I think those are achievable within the next 1 to 2 years, probably. But there's some other things to stress as well. I think country ownership will increase. This will be less of an emergency program than one really focusing on health system strengthening and supporting other important global health goals. And then just finally, I think there'll be more emphasis on integrating with other essential programs, like for maternal and child health, an increased emphasis on evidence, that we really make sure that the programs we're running are really evidence-based and the best use of the money available, a greater emphasis on learning, and a lot of discussion about sustainability. And I think more emphasis on the whole world supporting this and not just PEPFAR on its own. But I think we should be cautiously optimistic and proud of what's happened.
Wonderful. Beyond HIV/AIDS, what do you think should be key U.S. foreign policy priorities in the next decade to address global health?
I think we are at a time to step back and think about global health more generally. What does it mean? How do you define it? Who does what? I think the emphasis is going to be on several major topics: an AIDS-free generation, maternal and child health, particularly preventing avoidable child deaths, and an emphasis on saving mothers. But there's more to global health than just that. There's the huge issue of assuring health security, just to make sure that the people of the United States are protected against health events that happen elsewhere, outbreaks and so on, but that the global community is protected and is able to respond and contain these events, the emerging pandemic of non-communicable diseases, and several other pressing issues. So I think we're going to need to decide how do we address all of these, because health in one country is no longer isolated from health in any other country. And Secretary Sebelius, when she launched the global health strategy for her department at the beginning of this year, the Department of Health and Human Services, she made a very eloquent statement about that. So I think there's going to be an increased emphasis on health diplomacy in the world as a whole. I do think we need to emphasize a whole-of-government approach. Global health is too big to be directed by any one group or agency within the government, so we need a whole-of-government approach and true coordination. Finish what we started, and then think ambitiously about health and the world as a whole.
And tomorrow, of course, is the beginning of the International AIDS Conference, AIDS 2012, coming to Washington, D.C. What do you expect to be the most important outcomes of AIDS 2012?
Well, these conferences are always a time for reflection and where we've come from, reminding ourselves of how much has been done, re-energizing the community of scientists, but the community, the world community. It's an opportunity for networking, for review of the science. I guess the specifics I would expect from it is a true commitment to the goals of an AIDS-free generation. A recommitment that we're in this for the long haul and that the aims of an AIDS-free generation are achievable. From a scientific perspective, it is, after all, supposed to be a scientific conference as well as a advocacy and social type of political event. I think from a scientific perspective, the leading question is how do we best use antiretroviral therapy for prevention as well as treatment and care? And there'll be immense discussions about that, and that's going to be a focus of scientific research for the years to come, and policies will change. So let me just close by saying that, CDC is a strong partner in this whole effort. So,
well,
thank you.
Dr. Dukak, thank you so much for joining us today. Interested listeners can watch video from today's PEPFAR event at smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you again.
Thank you.